Hi, welcome to the CWF Gamecast. Today is Sunday. It's the 22nd of October, and I want to welcome all of you to today's podcast. I am your host, Jonathan Reinhardt. As you know, the past couple episodes of the podcast are missing, and that is because they were never recorded. Unfortunately, when I was going to have worked on those podcasts, I was sick. I had a bout of bronchitis this past week that I have just really started to get over. And because of that, I wasn't, able to get up and around or do much of anything. And my voice was horrible. I was coughing all the time. And I figured that no one wants to listen to that, because I know I didn't. And I thought I would spare all of you from having to listen to me cough and barely be understandable in what I say. So that's why, wasn't around for the last two podcasts, which was really only a week's worth. It's been, interesting weather up here in New England. One second it's kind of nice and warm, and the next day it's kind of chilly and sunny, and then rain. And gratefully, this weekend's been pretty nice. It's been kind of crisp out, nice autumn weather. Leaves have started to change colors, and look out my window and I see bright reds and brilliant yellows, and that green color is kind of fading away. So I know not every part of the country gets to enjoy this, and I know other countries don't always have the pleasure of dealing with the color changes of the leaves, but it's incredible. And if you have a chance, I strongly recommend that you come up to the New England area and look at the leaves, go apple picking, spend some time in a farm, go outside, play football, great autumn activities. And autumn leads into winter, and winter for us gamers is not a good time in that if you're really into painting and stuff, you can't paint, really. If you're spray painting and priming, you tend to want to leave that stuff outside. It stinks up the house, and actually, if you're not well ventilated, it can kind of kill you. So it's important to do that in a well-ventilated area, and whenever I prime, I'll prime outside, and I'll leave it out in the sun, and it gets dried really quickly. However, in autumn and winter, we have to be ingenious in how we do that, and one of my friends has a great setup for that, and other people, such as myself, I do it in the basement and, just kind of deal with the consequences later. But although you may not be able to paint, or at least prime, you can still create army lists, and you can still, go ahead and buy armies and assemble them. And that's one of the things we're going to be talking about today. But before we talk about that, I want to let you know that today's Music to Game By session is not the usual Music to Game By session. And we usually start off with Music to Game By. And as we have our new radio station, the CWF Gamecast Radio, we are deferring you to the radio for today and whenever you listen to the podcast. Every Sunday, at least, whenever we record our podcast, we have streaming live from our website located at wargamingforums.com is our radio station. And you have to go to wargamingforums.com, and then you do that little thing on the keyboard with the two dots above each other. I believe it's a colon. And you type in the number 8000. Or if you go to our show notes at wargamingforums.com, you'll be able to see a link to the CWF Gamecast Radio, or on any of the pages on our website. You can see over on the right, it says listen to CWF Radio. You just click on that and it'll connect you. It can play in Winamp, Rail 1 Player, Windows Media Player. It can play in QuickTime, and it can also play in iTunes. So no matter what you have, you can listen to the radio. And every Sunday, as I said, we stream live in the radio. Right now, I see that Mr. Brightside by The Killers is streaming live to all of our listeners out there. And we had played a bunch of different songs. We played some 80s stuff starting off. We played a little Tainted Love and You're the Best Around from The Karate Kid. And we have coming up some great, rock and metal music. So whenever we work on the podcast every Sunday, you can be sure to go and listen to the radio station. And we also have other days that the radio is out there. And just want to say go ahead and listen. And as always, we take requests for our radio. You can find out how on our website. And speaking of our website would not exist were it for a web host. And our web host is Acho Hosting. Think Nacho without the N. And you want to head on over to achohosting.com, because they have web hosting plans that start at just $3.55 a month. But since you listen to the podcast, you can get a deal. If you sign up with Acho Hosting and you are a listener of the podcast, you will get an extra 10% off by entering a certain coupon. You have to type in the code SMF10. So you go to achohosting.com, you pick what plan you want. They're all inexpensive and give you tons of features and space and bandwidth. You sign up, and when you're signing up, there'll be a little category or field that says coupon. You type in SMF10, you just got 10% off your order. Nice. Also, if you happen to have your own gaming website or organization, and say you're running a competition or a contest and you want to host some sort of sponsor for it, Acho Hosting sponsors competitions. Right now, Acho Hosting is in the works trying to sponsor competitions with two different gaming websites, along with the War Vault Project, which is running a big Christmas time competition. So Acho Hosting is one of the sponsors there. And, just head on over. And we want to give a big thank you to Nicholas Acho and the entire Acho Hosting gang, because without them, we wouldn't have this podcast, we wouldn't have a radio station, we wouldn't have our website. So thank you, Acho Hosting, and let's get back into it. As I said, we were going to be talking about, armies and painting and collecting and so forth. Well, with winter and stuff, I had mentioned, you can't really paint as much, or at least not spray paint. However, that hasn't stopped some new armies coming into my gaming group. And as you know, my gaming group's really a core of two individuals, but we kind of branch out and play with a bunch of people. Myself and my friend Steve are the core, and I have finally caved in and picked up another 40k army. Everyone's thinking, well, you're not really done with your Tau yet. And that's true. They're almost all completely bought, they are all assembled, but they need to be painted. Steve. So, I said, hey, why don't I work on an army I can paint myself? Now, the day I was hanging at, Danger Planet up in Waltham, and I was like, dude, I don't have anything to do. Steve's like, well, I'm going to paint my Highland Griffins. I was like, okay, cool. And I looked around, I was like, I always wanted to play Necrons. So I picked up a box of Troopers of Necrons and started assembling them. Next time we went back there, I painted them. Really simple paint scheme. It didn't take me very long. I painted a few guys, I assembled a few guys, and I'm working on my way to creating an entire 2,000-point army. If you head on over to our show notes at wargamingforums.com, you're going to be able to see that I have my army list up. And my army list is very balanced. Necrons, unlike other armies, kind of cry out for a balance, because unless you have a significant number of warriors or units with the Necron ability, and you start taking losses, you will phase out, which means you will all your guys disappear from the battlefield, and you just lost the game. Ouch! In order to defeat that, there's all sorts of different cool things that you can take. You can take, a monolith. You can take certain war gear for your lord, and you can, of course, take a lot of units with the Necron ability. Just to do a brief rundown, I'm not going to go into whole stuff with my army, but a brief rundown of what I'm taking, and this is possibly going to change slightly just so I can get an extra unit of warriors, is I'm taking the obligatory lord with Orb of Resurrection and a Veil of Darkness. I'm taking three squads of warriors. Each squad will be 15 guys. I am, of course, taking one monolith, unit of immortals, three heavy destroyers, two tomb spiders, and I'm upgrading the second one. Actually, I'm upgrading both of them, rather, to have the Staff of Light instead of that second claw. I have two Wraths, and I'm getting five bases of Scarabs, plus Disruption Fields, to create one gigantic swarm of Scarabs, 80 points. Total point expenditure is 1,996 points, giving me one HQ, one Elite, three Troops, two Fast Attack, and three Heavy Support. It's going to be pretty cool, because my Lord's going to help support the rank and file units. Scarabs are going to kind of race up, hold up the enemy rank and file, and or potentially go after the tanks because of those disruption fields. The monolith is just going to start spewing out additional warriors if I have, any in reserve. Plus, it's going to provide some support. Immortals are going to work with the lord to go after high-priority targets. Heavy destroyers are going to be the main force of my anti-tank ability, along with the Scarabs. And then the rats and spiders are going to just try to assault from the flanks. If you have any thoughts about my Necrons, be sure to tune in and give us some feedback. As always, we take your feedback for everything. And I said, armies! There's going to be some new armies for my gaming group. Well, the other army is Dark Elves, and I kind of consider this a coup d'etat, because this army is for my friend Steve, and for ages Steve has been resistant to fantasy. He believes 40k is a better game. I differ, and he has, oh god, it feels like 7 40k armies, and I know it's not that many, but he has like a buttload. And he started to play Beastmen for fantasy, and he thought, cool, beasts are awesome, I like animals, and maybe that'll work, and he just couldn't get into it. I think I'm probably going to end up just buying his beast, because I have a Beastman army, and I have Chaos and so forth. And then he thought about it recently, because of his Howling Griffins, and he's like, Howling Griffins are cool, I like doing quartering and painting, and it kind of got me in the mood for fantasy. And I was like, cool, are you pulling my leg? And he's like, no. So he looked around, and he was like, Dark Elves are cool, and they are, because they get all sorts of beasts and monsters and shit. You can get a War Hydra, you get the Manticore, and then there's just like all sorts of crazy shit you can get. So he's going to be doing a Dark Elf army, but to see if he really wants to do it, and this is actually a really good idea for anyone before you start a new army. He's buying the leader, his general for it, he's buying a lord, and he's actually going a little above and beyond what most people would do, because he's really good at converting and painting. So he's buying his lord, he's getting the bits, and he's going to convert him. And just for the hell of it, for display purposes only, he's buying a lord on a dragon. And I know you're thinking, well, that's a lot of money to spend just to find out if you like an army. Well, yeah, that's true. However, I think he's really sold on the army. He just wants to see how something paints up. Now, if you're starting a new army and you don't really know if you want to do it, just get like a model or two, you know. Get one from Bartertown or trade with a friend, or get something from the bargain bin or something. And just assemble it and paint it up and see what you think. And if you like how it comes out, maybe the army's for you. That method doesn't work for everyone, but it is one good way to go. It's what Steve is doing, and I expect to be facing his army on the battlefield. I have to say, his army is one of the few that scares me a little in fantasy, only because of one of their units, and that is the RBT, or Repeater Bolt Thrower. The RBT is one of the very few items in the entire game of fantasy that scares me. I know that I will triumph, especially with my Tomb Kings, because my Tomb Kings are now one of the best armies in the entire game of fantasy due to the new addition of the rules. Is couple that with my flank charges, my chariots, my rank and file, my incredible magic, and I will own. So I'm considering this an official challenge to you, Steve. When you get your Dark Elves together, be prepared to face me on the field of fantasy. And speaking of 40k and fantasy and things like that, let's talk about Games Workshop. Thinking Games Workshop, that's a big topic, and it is. So let's narrow it down. Models. In particular, the new releases and advanced orders. Games Workshop has several new releases out right now, and they have a slew of advanced orders, and I just want to talk about a few of them, because you can go to our show notes and there's links that will give you all of the new releases and advanced orders that are coming out. For new releases, things you can find right now in a friendly local gaming store near you, things for fantasy in particular, they all revolve around the Greenskins, aka Orcs and Goblins. Right now, you can pick up the new Orcs and Goblins army book, the Warboss box set, and the Battalion set. Battalion set's kind of cool. It comes with Night Gobos, it comes with Orcs. The Forest Riders, which are the Gobos on spiders. That's an old thing from, oh god, I think 4th and 3rd edition of Fantasy, and it finally came back. Really excited, plus you get a chariot. And then in Advanced Orders, it's a ton of stuff for 40k. The big thing for 40k that's coming out next is the new Eldar army, and some of the stuff have already come out, some of the models, whatever, but I'm still waiting for, you know, the Codex, there's a Battle Force, the Box Army, tanks, and stuff like that. And one of the things I want to talk about for this segment actually deals with one of the advanced orders for the Eldar. And he is Bat Eldar. And you're thinking, Bat Eldar? What? Well, there's this one particular model And he's called Eldar Artok with Power Sword. And if you look at his photo, and we have a link to that in our show notes, you see that there's this Eldar. He looks like a guardian with like this crazy big helmet. He has like a little pistol and a gigantic power sword. But on his back are these two gigantic wings. And he looks like Batman. It's just ridiculously funny. You know, he counts as an HU choice if you play an Eldar or whatever. But it's just kind of funny and made me laugh. He's coming out on the 16th of next month. And I think that's when a bunch of the Eldar stuff is coming out. And a bunch of it's coming out on the 16th. Some of it's coming out the 26th of this month, and the 4th and 9th, and the 2nd of next month. It's just kind of funny. One of the other things I just wanted to talk about in this segment, this too, is this a direct exclusive, only from Games Workshop, Eldar Ranger, which is Advanced Order. He's $8, and he's actually pretty cool. It's a cool sculpt. I like how they painted him up. And $8 for a guy is not that bad, if you think about it. So, you might want to consider him if you are playing Eldar. Also, there's a brand new Farseer. The sculpt is incredible. He's one of my new favorites for the new line. And then for Fantasy, I mentioned them briefly, not even a couple minutes ago, the Forest Goblin Spider Riders. And $30 gets you a box set of plastic components for 10 guys. And I know not everyone is excited by the spiders. I think they're kind of like crappy, and the goblins are kind of crappy. But I love them. They're just kind of cool. They're not like awesome, but it's just kind of like, oh my, that's kind of cool. It's kind of weird and funny. And you know, if you play in greenskins, you have to have a sense of humor because you're not going to win all the time. And chances are, 9 times out of 10, your unit's going to fight themselves. They're not going to do what you want, and they're going to flee off the table. But it's just so freaking funny. It's a great game to play, a great army to play if you have a sense of humor. If you don't, play something else. But the Goblin Spider Riders are kind of, you know, just kind of funny like that because it's a bunch of goblins riding spiders. I mean, seriously, what is funnier than that? I don't honestly know. But check them out. They're on, you know, the Games Workshop website, and we have a link to that in our show notes. So you might want to head on over and see what they have there. At this point in time, we're going to do a mini break to do a promo for the New England Podcasting Group. So listen to the promo, and when you're done, we will be back with our last segment. Thanks.
And now, the New England Podcasting Guide to New England Accents, the Boston Accent. Unusual. Wicked Weird. Idea. Idea. Harvard Yard. Harvard Yard. Radio. Podcast. Stop by NewEnglandPodcasting.com today and sample some of the finest podcasts in the world. New England Podcasting is wicked good.
And we're back. Our last segment is called Mini Painters Contest, and I've kind of had them on our agenda, so to speak, for quite a while. And you're thinking, okay, there's a contest. Yeah, what? So what are the results? Well, we don't have official results, but we do know that voting is officially over for the contest. There were several hundred votes cast, and that doesn't mean there were several hundred people voting. Actually, yes, it does. Sorry. In looking at the results, which you can get you by a link in our show notes, I want to give a big thank you to all of you listeners, because there is one entry with the highest rating, and I would imagine that means they won the contest. And that entry is one that I asked all of you to go and vote for. It is a High Elf Lord, and with 65 votes cast, it received an 8.3 out of 10. So that's an 83%, basically. And its 65 votes is one of the highest for votes cast on any single model. And here, I, you know, did a quick scan through, and I only saw one model that beat it, and the model that had more votes cast for it ended up with a 7.7. A cool looking model, but you know, didn't deserve to win. That 65 is the second highest vote count for any particular entry in this mini painters contest, and also has the highest rating. I'm expecting it's going to win. I hope it's going to win. If you are a person for mini painters, if you have any sort of power or anything and you're listening, be sure to find out, let me know who won, and let me know, because I'd love to be able to tell everyone who the winner is, and I hope it's that entry, because that entry was just fantastic. But whether, you know, you got the most votes, you got the best rating or not, I just want to applaud everyone who entered the Mini Painters contest. You all have skill and capabilities of various levels, and you're all better than me. So I just want to applaud all of you, and thank you for putting everything in. People think, you know, running a painting contest is easy. It's not. Back when we used to have our forum, we ran them several times, and we did, you know, terrain contests and writing contests and painting contests and conversion contests. And getting people to submit is difficult because, you know, first you have to have someone who's going to paint and assemble or whatever. We're really, you know, wide open, whereas Mini Painters gives you, like, a whole theme to do. And we allowed previously painted and assembled, you know, entries, which made it a little easier, but not everyone has a way of photographing them in a way that'll put them in their best light. So, you know, just getting people to submit stuff can be really difficult, and, you know, Mini Painters lucked out. They had, you know, quite a few entries, and we didn't always have that luxury. So I just want to say, you know, thanks for submitting to Mini Painters, because it's not easy. And it's very much appreciated. I know in some of the little blurbs people wrote, they were like, I'm not going to win, but I just want to submit it because I love the whole idea of the contest. And that's what you got to think. That's a great way to think. So I applaud you. And anyway, we are nearing the very end of our show. It's been a kind of a short show, and I apologize for that. However, it's been a long weekend. I had to work both days, and it's going to be a long week. This little part, as usual, we get near the end and we talk about recent blogging. If you go to our show notes, you're going to see that we have some things from the beginning of the month, or rather the middle, rather. And that's just because we missed, you know, some podcasts and some blogging was kind of not as active as usual. So I wanted to share that. But there were two new blogging things. One was my Necron Army list, so I'm not going to go over that. But the other one is called Holy Smokes, the PS3 Avalanche from October 21st. And that is an article by Mark Nelson talking about the PS3, and it actually talks about capitalism a little bit, in that people, you can't pre-order the PS3 anymore. PS3 pre-orders are done, they're over with, but people who had pre-ordered them are now selling them on eBay for thousands of dollars. The average price on eBay for a PS3 is $1,500. One person... I'm sorry, but one person gave his a buy it now price of $100,000, and that's just so absurd. Dude, if you're listening and you're the guy who has $100,000 PS3 on eBay, you're not gonna sell it, so you're wasting your money, and just know I am laughing at you. Be sure to check out the article. It's kind of cool and it's interesting, and thanks Mark for writing that. As always, I want to thank everyone who listened to today's podcast, and I want to apologize for missing the last two podcasts. I am very sorry about that. Unfortunately, I couldn't help it because, as I said, I had bronchitis, and that is not good. There will be a new podcast on October 26th. That is this coming Thursday. I want to ask that you all bear with me, because that is the last Thursday of the month, and the last Thursday of every month I run a manga / graphic novel book club at my local library. I am a trustee of my local library, which basically means I'm an elected official, and I own and operate more or less the library with my fellow board members, and I do it with all the teens there, in middle school, you know, high school and stuff. We just kind of talk about graphic novels, and we're going to be talking about Pastel Volume 1. Not this time, but we usually, you know, show a movie or a TV episode or whatever, some anime that kind of ties in with what we watch. And we also do just days where we get together and watch movies. It's really cool. So that kind of ties me up getting that. I work, I do that. That takes several hours to do. Then I get home, and by the time I do the podcast, and I get tired from working, and I need a nap. So the podcast will be up on the 26th, that Thursday, because I'm rambling. but it will be there. I just can't guarantee a time. Also, the CWF Gamecast Radio will be playing on Thursday at some point as well. That's about it. As always, any feedback you got, send it to me. You can find out how from our show notes and the website. And I want to thank everyone once again. And right now, I'm going to be heading back to our radio where we're playing Mr. Brightside by The Killers, which I thought we played a little bit ago. But apparently, no, we did. We played it twice. Sorry about that, guys. Anyway, going to be getting out of here, and I'm done. Keep on gaming. See you next time. Bye.